Shalom Vishnupad, Brahman Subravadacharya, Asatari Siddhushi, Shriman, His Divine Grace, Shilesi, Bhakti Vedanta Swamiraj, Shila Prabhupada, Kijai, Gaur Premanande, all glories to the Son of Devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Namo Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasthapada, Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiraj, Namaste, Namaste Sarasati and Deve, Gaur Vani Vacharne. Om Agnatvaram Timarandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Prajana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivasakam Zitam Scha Hey Krishna Karna Sindo Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishubhanu Sita Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Vacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pranitananda Shedvaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 2, Chapter 9, answers by citing the Lord's version, text number 44. Tasma idam bhagavatam puranam dasha lakshanam proktam bhagavata praha prita putraya bhutakrit Tasma idam bhagavatam pranam dasha lakshanam proktam bhagavata praha prita putraya bhutakrit Tasma idam bhagavatam Pranam dasha lakshanam Proktam bhagavata praha Prita putraya putakrit Tasmai Whereupon, thereupon Idam This Bhagavatam, the glories of the Lord or the science of the Lord.
Glories of the Lord or the science of the Lord.
Puranam, Vedic supplement.
Dasha Lakshanam,
10 characteristics.
Proktam,
described.
Bhagavatam,
by the personality of Godhead. Praha said, Prita, in satisfaction. Putraya,
unto the sun.
Putakrit, creator of the universe. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Thereupon, the supplementary Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, which was described by the personality of Godhead, and which contains 10 characteristics, was told with satisfaction by the father Brahma to his son Narada. Purport, although the Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken in 4 verses, it had 10 characteristics, which will be explained in the next chapter. In the four verses, it is said that the Lord existed before the creation, and thus the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam includes the Vedanta aphorism, Janmadyasyaha. Janmadyari Asya is the beginning, yet the four verses in which it is said that the Lord is the root of everything that be, beginning from the creation up to the supreme abode of the Lord, naturally explain the ten characteristics. One should not misunderstand by wrong interpretation that the Lord spoke only four verses, and therefore all the rest of the 17,994 verses are useless. The ten characteristics, as will be explained in the next chapter, require so many verses just to explain them properly. Brahmaji had also advised Narada previously that he should expand the idea he had heard from Brahmaji. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed this to Srila Rupa Goswami in a nutshell, but the disciple Rupa Goswami expanded this very elaborately. And the same subject was further expanded by Jiva Goswami and either further by Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. We are just trying to follow in the footsteps of all these authorities. So Srimad Bhagavatam is not like ordinary fiction or mundane literature. It is unlimited in strength, and however one may expand it according to one's own ability, Bhagavatam cannot be finished by such expansion. Srimad Bhagavatam, being the sound representation of the Lord, is simultaneously explained in four verses and in 4 billion verses all the same, inasmuch as the Lord is smaller than the atom and bigger than the unlimited sky. Such is the potency of Srimad Bhagavatam. Tasma idam bhagavatam puranam dashalakshanam proktam bhagavata praha prita putraya putakrit. Thereupon the supplementary Vedic literature Srimad Bhagavatam, which was described by the personality of Godhead, which contains 10 characteristics, is told with satisfaction by the father Brahma to his son Narada. Among Vishnu Vraya Krishna Vristai Bhutai, Srimate Bhakti Vidanta Swaitanavane, Namaste Sarasatundeve, Gauravani Vicharane, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya De Sitarane. One time Srila Prabhupada was asked if Joan of Arc was in the Bhagavatam, Joan of Arc from France. And then Prabhupada questioned, what do you mean by the Bhagavatam? And then Prabhupada explained that the Bhagavatam means the narration about Krishna's pastimes. So Krishna's pastimes are unlimited. One time Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, he had one press, I think it's called the Gaudiya Patrika, and every day they were publishing one newspaper. One politician came, and he was quite surprised to hear that every day they were publishing a spiritual newspaper. The general conception is that the Bible is, that's philosophy, a few books, and that's all you can really talk about when you talk about spiritual life. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada said, no, he said that in the spiritual world, in this material world, there are so many cities, and every day, sometimes in one city, they'll publish 2 or 3 editions of a newspaper. But this small planet is just one speck amidst so many planets in the material universe, in this material universe, and this universe is just one mustard seed in a whole bag of mustard seeds. And all the universes put together are just one little speck in the spiritual sky. And in the spiritual sky, there are unlimited Vaikuntha planets, and there is one planet, Goloka Vrindavan, which is bigger than all the Vaikuntha planets put together. And Krishna there, he has unlimited associates, and they're eternally performing so many pastimes. If they could write so much news about one little tiny city or one little tiny planet, then how much more news there would be about the unlimited spiritual world. But he said, unfortunately, even if we did publish a newspaper at every second, he said, we could do it. But there would be no customers. So similarly, we should not think that this 18,000 verse Srimad Bhagavatam is the extent of Krishna's pastimes. And the higher planets and the heavenly planets alone, they have, I think it says 10 billion verses. Srimad Bhagavatam is millions of verses long. Of course, they have time to read all those verses. Even if they have a class every day, they have millions of years to live, so they could go through the whole Bhagavatam. But if we had a million verse Bhagavatam, we couldn't live so long to go through the whole thing. Krishna's pastimes are unlimited, and even in his pastimes in this material world, they're also unlimited. Krishna has pastimes of creation, of maintenance and annihilation. So ultimately everything is Krishna's pastime. Here, Krishna's pastimes are not as relishable in the sense that the souls suffering in the material world, being chastised by Krishna's material energy, are probably not the most exciting pastime. Although it's advised that the neophyte, first of all, hear about Krishna's pastimes in the material world. Especially the liberating of the spirit of the conditioned souls, which is the subject matter of the 10 dasa lakshana, or dasa mula, the 10 root philosophies about the soul, about the super soul, about creation, about annihilation, about all the aspects of this material creation up to the point of liberation and being reinstated to one's spiritual position. The first 8 deal with the Siddhanta known as Sambandha, the knowledge necessary to understand ultimately how to become engaged in the 9th, which is Abhideya, service to Krishna. And the 10th is being reinstated in one's constitutional position as Krishna's servant. In order to explain the 10, one could have millions and millions of verses, or one can summarize it in 4 verses. Just like Vedanta Sutra is a summary of all the different aspects of the transcendental philosophy. Unfortunately, if we reach Vedanta Sutra, we won't understand it very well because it's in aphorisms. It takes quite a bit of scholarship and experience to be able to decipher what is actually being talked about. Therefore, in order to give other living entities the opportunity who are less intelligent, the Bhagavatam, or the original 4 verses, expanded further and further so that it can reach down to the lowest class of person and they can gradually, by progressive study, understand up until the topmost relationship of Krishna with his every liberated soul, associates. Therefore it says, Janma Dyasya Tombayat Itaratash Chateshvabhigyasvara. That Krishna is the beginning, he's the middle and end of everything. There's nothing actually outside of Krishna, but in Maya we think that there's something other than Krishna. Therefore everything has to be explained so that we can see everything in relation to Krishna. And one who sees everything in relation to Krishna, that's called Krishna consciousness. From the beginning of the Narada Muni speaking to Vyasadeva, actually we'll find the same subject matter is repeated again and again in a slightly different way, from different viewpoints. Narada Muni goes from a little boy, and he gradually, by association with the Bhakti Vedantas, he hears transcendental knowledge, takes some prasadam, gets some instruction from them, and then goes into the forest, meditates, and Krishna appears within his heart, and he develops transcendental bhava, overwhelmed with ecstasy, and then Krishna disappears. The same thing is there in the story of Prahlad Maharaj, in the story of Dhruva Maharaj. The same thing is there in all the stories. It is not that something is completely different. That Dhruva Maharaj goes into the forest, meditates, and Lord Shiva appears in his heart, and he becomes, you know, a follower of Lord Shiva, and starts smoking ganja or something. No, the same philosophy there is explained in many different ways, and many different points of view, so that we can somehow or another relate to it. And what to speak of relating to it? Another reason why Krishna expands the Bhagavatam, why he personally appears, is to give us something to think about. That in this material world, there are so many things to think about. They're trying to make so many things available for us to absorb our mind in. There's millions, I don't know, millions, there's so many magazines. You go to the newsstand nowadays, and there's so many magazines. They're all more or less the same, or most of them are the same. There's always some girl on the cover, smiling. Or there's some car, or something like that. And people take the magazines, they read it, and that's what they think about. Something to absorb the mind. But generally speaking, it's the same old thing. Something to eat, some place to sleep, some sex life, and then somehow or another, learning how to defend yourself. How to make money, put it in the bank, so you can make sure you can go on until the last moment of life, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Somehow or another, there is some topic to absorb everyone's mind, and there's millions of literatures all about the same thing. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Slightly different. Instead of having purple hair, the lady has green hair or something on the cover. Or blonde hair or whatever hair. But more or less it's the same thing. Come to the material world and enjoy. Gain some power and use it to enjoy. So the Bhagavatam also is talking about the same thing. Come to the spiritual world and enjoy. Get out of the material world. That it's not a place of enjoyment. That all the stories are about how everyone is suffering. And it's nothing new. It is not that all these poor people 5,000 years ago or 5 million years ago, they were very unfortunate. Because they weren't so fortunate as to take birth in modern society where people don't suffer. But the same thing is there 5,000 years ago. Prahlad Maharaj said, when his father asked, what's the best thing you learn in school? And when Prahlad Maharaj replied that you're a fool, then Aranyakashipu, he was bewildered. He couldn't understand. But Prahlad said, Patsadu manye surya varya dehinam sadasamu vigna dhyama satgrahat hidvatmatpatam griham andukupam vanam gato yad dharyam ashriyeta. My dear father, anyone who is absorbed in this material world is full of anxiety. Aranyakashipu, he stood on the tip of his toes for 120 years because he wanted to get free from anxiety. Did he succeed? After 120 years of standing at the tip of his toe, Brahma, the creator of the universe, personally coming, giving him benedictions, whatever he wanted, did he succeed? No. So what are we going to do to become free from anxiety in the material world? Dhyama satgraha. That as long as the intelligence is absorbed in the temporary, then we have to be in anxiety. So this is the same story, whether it's Dhruva Maharaj or Ambarish, or it's the Pandavas, or Narada Muni. It is the same thing. That everyone is looking in the wrong place for happiness. Because they can't understand, the first thing to do is to get free from the temporary. But because they don't know there's the eternal, therefore they're only fixed in the temporary. Because they don't know that there's a different place to put the mind, and if one puts the mind there, it becomes satisfied. Instead, punak punas charavita charavanana, because their griha ratana, their conception of life is very limited. Therefore, so many literatures are there, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, to gradually elevate the soul to higher and higher levels of transcendental understanding. One can give up material attachments, and at the same time, expand the consciousness so one can think of so many different pastimes of Krishna. From the fish incarnation, to the tortoise, to Varaha, to the Nalinishinha days, Vamana days, to Brihaspati Rupa, to so many different incarnations, so that gradually we can absorb the mind and understand Krishna's purpose in coming to the material world, And then finally, those who are interested, they can also hear about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. That in Vrindavan, everything there is what we want. Just like we can see when the devotees come to Krishna consciousness, they like prasadam. So there's unlimited prasadam there. And one gets a spiritual body, so one can eat unlimited prasadam, and there's no Ayurvedic doctors there. There's no need for any Ayurvedic doctor. So just the idea of I can go to a world where I can eat unlimited prasadam and never get sick, that itself should be sufficient to want to go there. And there everything is, the water is nectar, everyone's very happy. It's not that anyone is morose there. You know, I wish I was back in the material world again. That everyone is quite joyful. Everyone is full of bliss, transcendental love. Everyone loves each other. There is no anxiety over what's going to happen in the future. That everything's getting better at every moment. So this is actually the world that we're hankering for. But we're trying to create it in a world which is impossible to do it. So Bhagavatam explains all this. And if we study it, then gradually we can experience some other type of nature. If we study it, try to understand it, and put it into practice, then we can gradually understand what is our real interest in life. So four verses would probably be insufficient for us. There were just four verses in Bhagavad-gītam, or two verses in Bhagavad-gītā, or one verse. Krishna could have spoken the Bhagavad-gītā in one verse, give up everything, surrender to me. It would be very easy to distribute the Bhagavad-gītā. Put it on, you know, a little piece of paper that big and go out and distribute billions of Bhagavad Gita. But no one would understand what Krishna was talking about. Everyone have a big book score, but we wouldn't be able to spread very easily Krishna consciousness. Therefore Krishna spoke 700 verses to try and attract all classes of people to Krishna consciousness. He has verses for the jnanis, verses for the karmis, verses for the yogis, verses for the devotees, verses for the demons, verses for the demigod worship, verses for everyone. Whatever we want is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Nigama kalpatara galitam balam sukamukam dravitam samyutam vibhata bhagavatam amalam mahur mahu bhavika rasika rasa ras bhuvi bhava rasika. What's the next one? Rasika bhavukaha. That is like a desire tree. Everyone can get what they want. As Bhagavad Gita is a desire tree, so also Srimad Bhagavatam is also a desire tree. You can find out everything. But in relation to Krishna. You want to find out how to get mystic powers? It's right there in the Bhagavatam. You want to find out what it's like to be in the heavenly planets and enjoying there? It's right there in the Bhagavatam. If you want to find out what it's like if you're planning to go to hell, you can get a good preview of what it's like in the Bhagavatam. Everything there is in the Bhagavatam. So it's like a desire tree. And if you absorb your mind in the Bhagavatam, you can go either to heaven or hell or to the spiritual world. Everything's available there. Unfortunately, people don't know that. Therefore, the devotees have to distribute the Bhagavatam. As it says, Yadvatas chitva padam hariyarya show, jagat paritam parigriha kari chit, tedvayasam tirtam ushanti manasa, nayatra hangsa niramantu shikshaya. So those words, which don't describe the all blissful personality of Godhead, whose glory is going to once sanctify the entire universe, alike unto places of pilgrimage for the crows. The all saintly persons, they don't take pleasure there because they're residents of the transcendental abode. Yad Vag Visago, Janatagla Viplavo, Yasmin Prati Shlokam Abhadavatipi, Namanyanantashya Shankitaniyat, Shrinvanti Grayanti Rinanti Sarava. On the other hand, those words which are full of the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are of a different creation, meant to bring about a revolution in the pious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literatures, although they may be imperfectly composed, are heard about, sung, and accepted by purified persons who are actually honest. In other words, even if there were 10 billion verses in the Bhagavatam, for the devotee, he wouldn't be enough. Rupa Goswami said that if I had 10 million ears and 10 million tongues, then I could actually chant the holy name and actually relish it with all the 10 million tongues and 10 million ears. And when the holy name enters into the heart, then it creates a blissful atmosphere, and that all the material senses become inert. And then Prabhupada, one lecture, said, we have one tongue, and we're thinking, oh, this is too much to use it to chant 16 rounds a day. We have one tongue and one ear, and we're thinking, oh, this is too much. But Rupa Goswami is praying for millions of tongues and millions of ears, because that would be insufficient to actually chant about Krishna's glories. Of course, for the devotee who's actually on the spiritual platform, that every time he hears about Krishna or she hears about Krishna, then there's unlimited transcendental pleasure. One is actually personally present in the pastime as one hears it. Therefore, there are different persons who will hear the Bhagavatam and get different reactions from it. Some people hear the Bhagavatam and think, oh, this is, you know, some mythological story written by Bhopadev some years ago, just who, you know, from about a tribal aborigine boy named Krishna. They'll speculate in so many different ways. And why do they speculate like that? Because they don't practice anything that's in the Bhagavatam. For them, it's just another book to read. There's like so many people read so many books, but they don't really, it has nothing to do with their actual life. So Bhagavatam is also not meant for simply some intellectual armchair speculation to read at night before you go to sleep so you can dream of the good fairy, the Charanas or the Gandharvas or whatever else. It is actually meant for an understanding of what our life is in this material world and how to practically apply it in such a way to absorb the mind in Krishna, so that factually we become conscious of Krishna. I don't think there's any story in the Bhagavatam where at the end the hero, which is generally one of the Mahajans, doesn't become conscious of Krishna. That's the whole conclusion. At the end, they become conscious of Krishna, and their life becomes successful, and they go back to Godhead. So that's our purpose too, somehow or another, to learn, in whatever we're doing, how to become conscious of Krishna. So that at the time of leaving this body, that our life is so conscious of Krishna, that it doesn't really matter whether we're in this body or outside of it, that we're always with Krishna. And that's the reason why the Bhagavatam is given to us. That's why the Chaitanya Charitamrita is given to us. That's why all the Vedic literature is given to us. And that's the whole purpose of life, is just to become conscious of Krishna. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Well, good. They could try it. I mean, that's why I didn't create the world. Krishna gave the world, gave everyone a chance to become happy here, to try to become happy. And people have been doing it since time immemorial, so I'm sure a few words on my part are not going to change the whole thing. So if they want to try and become happy, then Krishna says, you know, he doesn't recommend it, but they can try. I mean, there's places, I guess if you're living in Belgium, if you go to Florida or something like that, that's happiness. But then if you discuss with them the problems of material life, they actually think that they can be happy in a place where you have to die. Did you mention to them that they're going to die soon?
It's natural.
It's natural. What about old age? It's all natural. What about the threefold miseries? Adibodha, Adidaivaka, and Adiatmaka miseries. That's natural too? Natural to suffer. The real thing is that we have no, most people have no experience what real happiness is. Because they don't have any idea what happiness is, therefore they even take their suffering as pleasure. The very things that cause suffering they take as happiness. So what to do? All we can do is give people prasadam, chant Hare Krishna. And those who are interested, those who are actually thinking that they're suffering, that those are the only ones who are candidates for devotional service. If one is thinking that this material world is great, I love dying and taking birth again. It's great. So much variety. I can go, you know, I can swim in the water like a fish for hundreds of years, and I can, you know, go and hunt. I love hunting, and I can become a tiger soon. And this is great. This is a great place. Then all we can do is, you know, wish them well. Be happy that they're happy. And find someone who's a human being so we can talk to them. Prabhupada said human life begins with one inquires, why am I suffering? And if people are thinking they're enjoying, they're not really within the category of human beings. That's all. They'll become insulted if you say, well, you're not a human being. They'll become insulted. But, you know, human being, he has some other mission other than the same mission as the animals. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Obviously, their idea of happiness is eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Isn't that right? So, human life is meant for something else, to find another platform of happiness beyond the sensual, the mental, and even the intellectual platform. So if someone is jignasu, inquisitive about that, then we can explain. But if people are actually satisfied and happy, then we can just go try to find someone else who's interested. Anyhow, if we talk to them long enough, they'll probably start suffering. We'll probably start suffering too, though. Yes. Joan of Arc. Means that Bhagavatam refers to everything about Krishna. Not that only our Bhagavatam is the Bhagavatam, but Bhagavatam means everything in relation to Krishna. So all of the pastimes that go on in relation to Krishna, they're all actually part of the Bhagavatam. So one who's actually learning the Bhagavatam, everywhere he'll see the Bhagavatam going on. As it says in the beginning, that Śrīla Vyāsadeva, bhakti yogena manasi samyakani hitam male apayashat purusham purnam maya chad tad apashrayam. At Śrīla Vyāsadeva, he sat in meditation and then he saw Krishna by his trance, samyak pranihitam male. And then he saw Maya, who was on the backside. So everything was right there. And then yaya samohitam jiva atmakam trigunatmakam Paropi manyate narata tatkritam kapipadyate. Then he saw the living entities, the jivas, they were all bewildered because of identifying with this material body, and therefore they had to undergo the threefold miseries, although these miseries were actually superfluous to them. Therefore, one who actually studies Bhagavatam, he begins to see everything in relationship to the visions that are given in the Bhagavatam. Anything else? Thank you very much. Grantharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam Jai. Srila Prabhupada Jai. Gaur Premanande.